the internet and the right to know. The big story that's breaking at the moment is that there has been an affair in the heart of Downing Street, which according to the Mail has shocked Cameron, and according to many commentators has the power to topple, destabilize, affect, threaten David Cameron's administration because of this affair in the heart of Downing Street. And what's curious about it is that it's very clear that a lot of people know about this affair. A lot of the paparazzi and the politicians and so on, they know what this affair is about. They know what it means. They know who it covers. But because of presumably a super injunction, this affair can't be made public. People cannot discover who the affair is between and why it is shocking. So we have something which everybody knows, or rather a lot of people know, and after something which certainly a lot of people want to know, but we cannot find out what it is. We cannot find out who are the two people at the centre of the affair. And this is a problem, or this troubles us, because we think, because of the internet, that we have a right to know what everybody knows. In the old days, the Westminster Village might know something, but the only means to get it out to the public were papers or television or radio news. And they wouldn't be able to put it out to the public because it would be up for libel, it would be threatened by the courts. But we now have wonderful things like Twitter and blog posts and so on, which means that there's no real reason why we shouldn't be able to know, because any fool can set up a fake Twitter account, leak the information, everyone can know. And so we feel that because there's no real reason stopping us knowing, because the technology is there to let us know without everyone being sued, we think we have a right to know. So it's a case of our rights have become more important to us because there is less reason for us not to have the information. Of course, whatever does come out is going to be disappointing now, because it's never going to live up to the hype. Unless, of course, it does. Well, let's find out.